Do we need to start taking a different view to this whole idea of marketing? Do we really need a film and a release date and a teaser trailer over 12 months before it's due out? All that does these days is let the doubt fester, let the naysayers crack on, all the
That's so
news
good,
leaks
man.
out, and bad. And I would argue that there is not a single film, Top Gun Maverick excluded, that has benefited from, an extended period of market awareness.
Hello and welcome to Screen Time with AV Forums. This is our January podcast where we talk about movies, TV shows, and 4K Blu-rays. And tonight I'm joined by Simon Crust
Hello, I'm back home and it's very cold.
and Mark Costello.
Happy New Year, everyone.
So, yes, Happy New Year. This is our first podcast, movies
Yes, it
podcast of the
is.
year. And we're going to celebrate that in style because every year we pick 20 cinema releases that we're eagerly anticipating. And in this,
Eagerly.
debatably, in this, the first podcast of 2025, we're going to take you through our picks. But first, some competitions. Right, you can win £500 to spend on camera gear with MPB. MPB makes buying, selling, and trading camera gear easy. As the largest global platform for used photo and video gear, MPB helps visual storytellers unlock value from their equipment. This closes Friday, the January the 31st, 2025. You can also win a Fell amp from Fell Audio worth £599. To celebrate the launch of the brand new hi-fi brand Fell Audio, we're giving you the chance to win their debut, the award-winning Fell amp. Closes Friday, February the 28th, 2025. There's also a whole bunch of DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4K discs available for patrons and standard AVF members to win. All competitions open to eligible AV Forums members over 18 who are resident in the UK. So head over to avforums.com/competitions to enter. And previous winners, Georg T600 won a pair of Polk Audio Signature Elite Floor Standing Speakers with Peter
Nice.
Tyson worth £899. And Nelly won JBL MA310 5.2 channel 4K AV receiver in white worth £499. I
Nice.
was
Oh, the
holding
black
out for the
just is
black one.
terrible. I was going to say the white's the way to go. Well done.
New patrons, Richard, Hannah, and James, thank you. And no one bought us a coffee. Oh, damn it, I need a coffee.
Outrageous.
That's ridiculous. I'm going
Work
now.
harder,
That's it.
chaps. Must work harder.
So, our top 10, 20 most anticipated movies of 2025. And I'm going to immediately start by saying that nearly all the superhero movies and like big sort of mainstream sequel blockbuster things didn't make the top 20 nearly until a number of titles dropped and made it to 2026. In fact, we did this article in December and it's still got one entry in it, which has been already pushed to 2026. I'm not going to move it. We're still going to discuss it, but it's amazing how that works. The ones that didn't make it include Flowervale Street, Onslaught, Warfare, Deliver Me From Nowhere, Captain America, Brave New World, and I think I made a mistake here. I put Avatar 11 Part 2, but I think I just mean Avatar 10 Part 2. At number
Avatar 10.
20, yeah, it feels like it. Feels like it. Number 20, Jurassic World Rebirth.
But
That's
well,
it. That's what we're going for.
well, no, I'm gonna go to bat for Fallen Kingdom. All right, I liked
No,
Fallen.
no, no, don't start off on a bad
No,
foot.
no, 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 no. I'm going to bat for it because let's be honest, how many times had we seen dinosaurs in the park running loose? We'd seen it. Fallen Kingdom said, I'm going to take those dinosaurs and stick them in a Hammer horror. And you know what? I'm here for it. Now, if we're going to get something as equally bananas from Edwards, I'm here for it. If it is just another dinosaurs on the loose in a forest setting, it can go and stuff itself up its backside. I'm not interested. So I'm here for something completely
Yeah,
gonzo.
it does need
Anything
to do
else?
something different. It does. Maybe put helicopter wings on the back of the dinosaurs or something, make them fly. And
What if they
I don't know.
transform into alien robots?
Anything, really.
Hmm.
You know, maybe they're
That'd be
vampiric or
different.
something. They can turn people into dinosaurs.
Nice.
I'm not.
Is it the
I
same more
wasn't.
people in it? I mean, I've not even looked at it. No,
No,
it's a
and
totally
that's
different
the thing.
cast.
I was done with it after Dominion. I mean that was. I really wanted to enjoy having the old cast back in Dominion, but it was awful. At times, it was just embarrassingly bad, and I was absolutely all on board for bringing the old cast back. But it was a real franchise killer.
Thinker.
I'm not sure I cared at all about them doing another one. Not at all. But Gareth Edwards,
Yeah, maybe.
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 Scarlett Johansson, maybe. I mean, I've got more interest in what they accomplish because, yeah, I mean, it's got to be better than Velociraptor training memes. Superman, Superdog. What do we think about Superman? That's number 19. I mean, you can see we place these very highly in our list. Yeah, we have a lot of faith in go, Gunn.
I mean, I've stupidly watched the trailer for this one, thinking, oh, he looks quite good actually. He's got the red pants on. That's pretty cool. But then they brought the dog in, and then there's people you've never heard of, and it's just a bit, oh, I don't know. But James Gunn, you know, maybe there's something there. Maybe the trailer's just not particularly good this time around.
I mean,
I don't know.
my
I mean,
concern with it is Gunn does ensemble. His
it's like
MO
there's a
is
lot
on
of story packed
his,
into it, isn't there?
yeah, he does ensemble groups. He doesn't do solo outings. And
Well,
so
the thing is,
I.
we've yeah, I was going to say, Cass, yeah, you're, I mean, not just in the trailer, but we've since heard that Supergirl's going to be in it as well. I
Yeah,
mean,
everybody's in it. I think everybody's in it. I think Ryan Reynolds is in it.
it's give us all people have been crying out for is a Superman movie.
A good Superman
All
film. That
people have been
Superman and
wanted.
Lois show is brilliant. That is Superman. That's great.
I mean, it needs more Superdog. It needs at least five other potential future superheroes who can have later films. I mean, it needs Nick Fury, basically.
The wrong
I
universe. It's it,
yeah.
I mean, it's only a teaser, and I'm sure we'll see more. There was some good stuff in it. The shots of him saving the girl in slow motion from those tanks, you know, that's what Superman is.
The
But
pedigree's
the
good,
big,
isn't it? The pedigree is good.
well,
Suicide Squad.
yeah, but the
All
thing is,
right.
though, if you look at Guardians, you look at Suicide Squad, let's just
They're
say they are of
ensemblers.
peace,
They're
they are
just, yeah.
ensemble, but the
Yeah.
tone as well, it is snarky,
Peacemaker.
irreverent, you know,
Very.
exactly. It's Gunn is the go-to for your snarky irreverence. None of that is Superman.
No,
Superman
very
is
true.
not snarky irreverent, so I don't know what Gunn's going to bring to this. I mean, I'm going to be
Maybe
there on day
maybe
one,
this time he'll
but
be snarky and irreverent. Maybe that's what fans have wanted from Superman all this
maybe,
time. Maybe he's going
maybe.
to be a really sarcastic Superman. It's not
Anyway.
going to happen. Anyway, number 18 is Greenland Migration. I'm actually looking forward to this. I really enjoyed Greenland. It's taken
That's Mr.
forever to
Lightyear,
get
isn't it? Gerard
going.
Butler.
Yeah, it's Butler doing low budget apocalypse. I've got time for it.
Is this
Yeah.
about the sale of the island to America?
No, yeah, something like
Is
that.
that what it is? Is Gerard Butler looking like that because he's just seen sort of, you know, the Americans trooping over the hill with their flags ready to plant? Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what they're going for.
Maybe I should watch
I
the first
mean,
film before I pass snarky comments.
it's all
First one
right.
was pretty good, wasn't it? As I
Yes.
remember.
Yeah, you should watch it, but I
I'll
mean,
try to.
it's just it came out of nowhere because everyone
Yeah.
is expecting something really straight to video and Butler-ish from Butler, and actually it had a bit of heart in it, and it did a lot with a little, which was kind of nice to see. It was a low key sort of apocalypse movie, and it worked. Yeah,
Well, that is
I
my
think
favorite
it's
flavor of apocalypses. I like my apocalypses, Loki. Stuff spectacle. I'm not interested in any of that. I
Yeah,
want
I
Loki.
think you'd
I want
genuinely like it
quiet.
if you discovered it, Mark. But the trouble is that you now it's
Yeah,
having a
you've told me
sequel, and
about it, so therefore
you
it's
think it's
just.
a, oh yeah, there's that as well. Yeah,
Of course it
okay,
is. It's a Kaz recommendation. It's a
yeah.
trusty
We'll wait
turd.
until someone else recommends it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, now Si
Number
told me it was
17.
worth it.
He just did.
And it was
He
all right.
literally. It was like, t oh
There
God,
you go. It was
I
all
think
right.
I
There
can't.
you go.
You know what? I
High
can't really
praise
remember.
indeed.
Oh man, okay. The Accountant too. Gavin
Okay.
O'Connor, Warrior. I mean, there's a lot of sequels in here. I'm looking forward to this. Ben Affleck.
Accountant 2. The first
Yeah,
one was pretty cool, wasn't it?
it was very
As
cool.
I
I don't.
remember.
Yeah, but you just gave this a random number.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
I score all my films.
it's what do you do with it? Because he was, let's be honest, he was a very one-note character. I'm pretty sure he's still going to be fairly one-note in this. So as long as they up his relationship with Bernthal, which I don't
I
think we
think
got
that's
enough
the
of in the
point.
last
Yeah.
one, then
Yeah.
okay, I'm here for it. And J.K. Simmons, yes, I'm intrigued, and of course, being in the profession, that's right. Not the assassination profession, the other one.
Love that you think you have to clarify
I
that.
of course can't wait to pick holes in their treatment of accruals and prepayments and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, I'll be right there on day one.
Oh man. Right, next one is number 16, In the Gray, Guy Ritchie. I mean, it's a whole, for me, Guy Ritchie wouldn't have made these lists until he started churning out things like Covenant,
Yeah, he's on an
and
upward slope, isn't he?
it feels like it. I've got
Yeah.
time for the latest Guy Ritchie, even if it lands on Amazon. I've got time for it.
Aren't they all just the same, though?
Oddly, no,
No.
but I will say that some of them are less than others, but Covenant was absolutely cracking. We'll see what this is. This Henry Cavill looks like a period piece. I've only seen stills so far, but I will definitely be there for whatever crazy he's got up to. Soderbergh, similarly, he's at number 15 with Black Bag. I mean, he churns out movies. What have I got here? 30 films in 30 years. I mean,
Pretty
that's
good.
he, yeah, he.
I have a feeling the agency has stolen a little bit of this one's thunder. I mean,
Yes, yes.
Fassbender as a suave secret agent.
Yes, I can
Oh.
see that. I can see that, but I still got time for this. It looks interesting. I've got time for it.
Well,
But
it does
you
look
are right.
interesting. It looks like any number of
Other things like this.
generic spy jam. But
Okay,
Soderbergh has a
Mark.
knack of,
Okay,
he's got a knack of
just
doing something interesting with it.
let's see how good your predictions are with the next one. At number 14, Nosferatu, which you gave a
Yeah,
9 out of 10,
you can
whilst
get stuff.
everyone sane was giving it 6s and 7s. You gave it a 9 out of 10, massively anticipated. What did it end on?
Misplaced faith, Kaz. Let that be a lesson to all of you children out there.
Did I
Expectations will
accidentally
kill you.
flip your six? Is it you fed me the wrong number? Yeah.
Summit got flipped, I tell you that.
Okay, number 13. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
You changed my number on this one now. Once bitten, once
An
bitten, twice shy, I tell you that. Oh, damn
eight is just a filled in three, is it?
it. It's one of those, isn't it? If go back 15 years and you said Tim Burton's doing Frankenstein, you go, oh well, absolutely, bravo, of course he is. Now we've got Guillermo del Toro, and you're exactly the same. Oh well, of course he is. His brand of beautiful gothic and all that. Oh, it's perfectly suited. But what's he going to do with it? And after Nosferatu, I want to see him do something different with it. If this turns out to be a lavish, handsome, but very traditional telling of Frankenstein, I'd be very disappointed. Because otherwise, because if it is, what's the point? We've already got loads of those. And I'm a big
Yeah,
stan for Ken Branagh's version.
I think it'll be that.
Change
I think it'll be the
it.
thing
Three
you
out of
fear the
10.
most.
Three out of 10.
From the world of John. Oh God, I hate
Oh,
saying this
darling.
title. Just call it Ballerina. God
Yeah.
damn it! From the world of Mad Max. Right.
IP rules, Kaz. IP rules.
Okay.
Yes.
Ballerina Wick. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Here's how it went for me. I love John Wick. I loved all the John Wicks. I wanted more John Wick. Then they announced this, and I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. And then I think, didn't she do something stupid like Ghosted? What was that one? Was it Ghosted she did on Apple? The one with
Well, she was
Captain.
in John Wick.
No, Ana de
No.
Armas.
No,
No, she
so
did. Ana de
she did
Armas.
some crap on Netflix. I don't know.
Anyway, she did
She did
something.
something. I'm thinking. Yeah, she did something with a big gun and big
No,
boots and
you're thinking
kicking
of
and
No Time to.
shooting.
You're not thinking of No Time to Die because she was
No,
ace in No
that
Time
was
to Die.
she was amazing in that. She was scene stealing in that, but then she did an actual movie where she was that. It was terrible. And my expectations went back down to zero. And then I saw the like the first maybe 7.5 seconds of this trailer, and I was like, I'm back. And then I turned it off. And then I read it's Len Wiseman, and then I'm gone again. So it's been a real roller coaster ride of this. They call it Ballerina. I'm like, okay. And they call it From the World of John Wick Ballerina. I'm like, no. So it's been up and down for me the whole way. But I am tacitly looking forward to it. Wiseman be damned and
Yeah,
Mad
it's a
Max
good
saga
trailer.
be damned.
It's a good
Yeah, I
trailer,
think.
although I think it gave away one of its, and it won't be spoiled, but it gave, let's just say, one of its secrets away, which it really shouldn't have done.
Right, there's
This is
11
why I
nowadays.
don't watch trailers.
Yeah.
Seven
And
seconds, I'm out.
you're very right to, and you're very right to in this instance, Kaz. But no, I'm the same. Len Wiseman can go suck one, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But this looks great, so I'm sold.
Okay. Fantastic Four First Steps didn't quite crack the top 10. I'm still quite liking the angle, and I think it's the only Marvel one that got in here. Certainly, Brave New World didn't stand a chance.
Very strange casting, though.
Yeah, it is a strange setting and strange everything, but I don't know. There's something different going on there.
Well, that's the thing. It needed to do something different. It's done something different, and it's just
Maybe
unknown,
that's
isn't it? Really, and I think
yeah.
that's what's kind of nice about it at this stage. We know nothing about it, and I think some of the marketing, the stills, the pictures that really plays up that twee 60s-ness. I'm here for that because it is not what we have seen. It is not what we whether or not the film ends up like that, whether or not it just falls straight back into typical old Marvel stuff.
Well,
But I'm here for what I've seen so far.
at least you know it's not like an Omega-powered mutant Hulk bashing a guy with a jetpack. So there's that. F1 made our top 10 just despite Mark
Made your
trying his
top 10.
best to
Made
hate
your
on
top
it.
10.
I know you gave it 5 out of 10. That's just because you don't like Formula One, but you love
Yeah, so
Maverick. I
the
mean,
clue's in the title, then, Kaz, isn't it? Don't like
I
F1.
mean,
What do you think of this film called F1? Have a guess.
can't literally judge the book by the cover. I mean, this is
Yes, you can.
Kaczynski. Is
Yes, you can.
Kaczynski doing exactly the same formula for racing as he did for Top Gun and fighter planes, with even bringing Pitt in this kind of mentor role, and then I'm hoping flipping him to be the driver of the moment later. I haven't again haven't seen the trailer, but I'm really looking forward
Oh
to
wow.
this.
So basically what you're telling me is he's gonna remake Top Gun Maverick but take all the good shit out of it instead. Wow, you're really selling it to me.
Nah, Days of Thunder.
Do you know what? If it had half the fromage of Days of Thunder in that trailer, I'd be there on day one. But it doesn't.
To
It's
be
so
fair,
earnest. Oh God.
I haven't seen the trailer. I'm just hoping he has some
Stop
Top Gun
Days of
Maverick
Thunder.
enjoyment stuff going on for days. I know it's not Days of Thunder, but let me have a moment of it. I'm
Nope.
not the biggest F1 fan, but I'm a big fan of Kaczynski.
Huge
So
fan.
anyway, next one, number 9, 28 years later, which we waited a ton of time for.
Almost 28 years.
Is it actually since the last one? My God, do the math on that. No,
No, it was
can't
two
be.
thousand. Was it 2006 or seven? The last one. The first one was
Yes,
what,
it sounds
2002?
right.
Something like
Yeah.
that.
Maybe if we pretend the second one was just released late.
It's an interesting trailer. It's got folk horror. It's a lot folk horror actually, which you don't expect. The strange adaptation, all these years later with the New World Order being like something out of a strange, demented Silent Hill meets the Wicker Man. Here for the vibe, but there's something niggling about the fact that guess what? They've already announced another two films. It's going to be a trilogy.
That's it.
Oh,
You got it. No, that's
sake.
you've nailed it right there. So the things that got me excited are Alex Garland. He's back. He's back writing it. And Danny Boyle, he's back directing it. I'm fully on board with those. But the fact that they've already announced a second one, shot back to back, maybe with
I
a
was gonna say, I think they're already filming
trilogy.
it. Nia DaCosta's doing it.
Yeah, with a trilogy capper as well, due later, and that the second and third ones drop Boyle. I mean, I'm really not sure. I want this to work, but I'm really not sure it needed a trilogy.
Who knows? But I'd
It's a.
just rather have seen what they do with this. Was it
One, yeah,
received
one
well?
good one.
Does it have an actual decent story to not just tell but then expand? Because worst case scenario is, and we don't know anything about Nia DaCosta's film, the worst case scenario is that this isn't a continuation. This is, it's just happening at the same time, just in a different place. You know, and
Oh
it's a,
God.
and you're just like, oh my
Yeah,
God, no, just stop. So I
yes.
benefit of the doubt and all that, but I like the vibe of the trailer. Nothing's going to be as visceral and as intense as the first film. So I like that it's going for something different, but
Thank God. I don't think my
no.
heart could take it 20 years later. Number eight is Havoc. I'm pretty sure that, it says here, it's
We'll be
been in
back
our
here in a year's
list.
time talking
Yeah,
about seeing it in 2026.
it's been in our list since our 2021 list for 2022. So,
Damn.
I mean, get it released. It's had so many reshoots. For those who, for some reason, don't know what Havoc is, despite us having talked about it for 4 years, it's Gareth Evans, who did The Raid and did Gangs of London, teaming up with Tom Hardy, who is a lot older than when he started, for to do like a cop going through the criminal underworld journey, obviously involving hurting a lot of people and breaking a lot of heads and getting very hurt, undoubtedly. I mean, it went back and back and back for reshoots. I think it's done, but this one's coming straight to Netflix, and supposed to be coming Q1, but I really won't believe it until they stick a trailer on and put it in the coming soon list of Netflix. Otherwise, he's going to go, yeah, I just have one more scene to film. Number seven is the one that really has dropped to 2026. This is Paul Thomas Anderson's later. He's the guy behind There Will Be Blood, Licorice Pizza, Punch Drunk Love, Magnolia, and Boogie Nights. This is the Battle of Bacton Cross that could easily get changed. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, I'm looking forward to this, but it seems like when, despite the fact that it can't take that long for him to film and release it, it doesn't sound like it's going to hit 2025. So we'll come
I'm
back.
torn on Paul Thomas Anderson. I love half of his work. I don't like the other half. So it'll be interesting to
Which
see
half do you
which
love?
half. I love Boogie Nights. I
Punch Drunk
love,
Love.
nope, hate Punch Drunk Love with a
Punch.
passion.
Oh man,
Phantom Thread.
pudding.
Love Phantom Thread. I think that's amazing. I even
Oh, you
really
know
like
what,
Licorice
Mark? I
Pizza.
hate Boogie Nights. I hate Phantom Thread.
I don't even much like There Will Be Blood, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Anything else you like that I can hate?
Everything.
Okay. No, I mean, I can see where it goes. I don't get on with all his work. I think I've tried a lot of times to finish Magnolia and struggled with it. I didn't get on with Boogie Nights the first time I watched it, more the second time I watched it, and then I started the third time when I wasn't having it at all. Punch Drunk Love is one of my all-time favorites. But maybe that's because I come at it from a different direction. I come at it from the direction of someone who loves all of early Adam Sandler movies. And watching him do this was like, oh, he can act, which was nice. Rather than,
Want Sandler to act. What's with that
yeah,
angry a
rather,
golf ball? Speaking of
yeah,
which,
I know,
where's that in
but
this list? Where's
yes,
that
I
in this
know,
list, Harlow?
I know. Nearly made it. And I love There Will Be Blood. You drink this milkshake. I did drink the milkshake. Tron Ares is another roller coaster ride for me, but absolutely now.
I want this to be good. I
Yeah, but
really
Jeff
do.
Bridges is back. That's it. That's all it took. I was not on board. I tell you why I was not on board. I'm not on board because Jared Leto was cast in the lead, and he's like the death knell of
Yes.
every mainstream, massive franchise, whatever, that he gets stuck in playing in a really odd, I'm going to arrange my bullets in a circle way. I have no time for him in mainstream movies like that. It doesn't work. So him coming on board this, it was like, no. But Jeff Bridges is coming back.
No, all good, all good. But I just worry about the notion about now the game world is coming into the real world, and I just worry it's going to start. Oh no, because I think
Getting
Tron
weird.
Legacy was amazing. I
It was
love
amazing,
Tron
yeah.
Legacy, so good. And this is the one I want to, all at this 20. This is the one I really want to be good.
Hey, they bring back Daft Punk, I'll give it a 10. Straight now. I'll give it a 10.
Very true.
Done.
Very true.
Number five, highest to lowest. I'm a little torn on this. And I think I'm surprised you weren't more torn, but then you hadn't seen High and Low before you scored this, had you, Mark?
That
So
is very true. This
for
could get a
me,
10 now.
yeah, no, for me, I really, really like Lee. I really, really am not sold on him remaking stuff because I got a lot of time for his originals and not for Old Boy. And he's coming to a Kurosawa masterpiece. He's bringing Denzel Washington, and it does have some heritage. It's based on the Ed McBeigh novel, so I suppose it has some heritage returning back to the West. But I don't know. I'm really torn, and I'm not sure even about the change of title back to highest to lowest.
I mean, you've got to think. I mean, you're right. I don't know what he was thinking with Old Boy. I just, unless they just backed up a huge dump truck of money, I don't know what he thought he could do with Old Boy. This, though, that detailed procedural, he's not played. I mean, Inside Man was a little bit like that, and I
I like
really
it, yeah.
enjoyed Inside Man. High and Low is a different kettle of fish. It's ultra detailed, but it has that psychological bent when you start to unpick the motivation. Follow the investigation of the kidnapping, that's fine. But once you start to unpick the drivers in society behind it, I think that's where Lee could do something really interesting. So, yes, I hadn't seen High and Low before I scored this, but I think now this is going up a notch for me because High and Low is amazing. Just everyone go watch High and Low, it's amazing.
Yes, that's interesting because I think High and Low is so amazing. That's why I scored it lower, not because I don't think Lee's a great director.
Yeah,
The other thing I will say is that I am yet to be fully on board with Apple TV being a good label for movies. I'm not saying they haven't done some gems, but and I'm not saying they're not great at TV. But when it comes to movies, they've had a real bad spell of distinctly average Apple-backed movies. But anyway, let's see what happens. I would like the next one to work as well. This is The Running Man. But there, this it's an uphill struggle. I want it to work because it's Glenn Powell, and I think he's very much the man of the moment. I think Edgar Wright at the helm could bring something different to it. And I think that the original story had a different scale to the first adaptation. Didn't he have a whole city in the original story? He had to escape a whole city. It wasn't
Yeah,
a li
it didn't have half the shenanigans that the Schwarzenegger plot did. All that stuff about him being falsely imprisoned for,
Yeah.
running, all that crap didn't happen. And of course, it had the very different ending, which, the flying the plane into the building, which we let's lay. I don't think we're going to get that these days.
Yeah.
But I'm more intrigued by this complete tonal hodgepodge that you keep hearing stories about this, that it's going to be much more in line with the fairly gritty, realistic take of the novel. But then again, it was a Schwarzenegger film, which was anything but. And let's be honest, I don't think Edgar Wright could do, gritty and staid if he tried. He's not that kind of director. So I have no
Haven't you
idea
seen
what
like
this thing is
Shaun of the
going to be.
Dead? It's like
Yeah,
that's like a
it's Oddie Ken Loach, is
documentary.
it? It's quite Mike Lee, is it? So I mean, I am in. Intrigued is not the word for
Yeah,
this
be
one because I have
intrigued is a good
no clue.
word. Yeah.
But I'm here
Yeah,
for
might
it.
it'd be interesting.
Can
It'd
you
be
imagine if there
interesting.
was an Arnie cameo? It'd be so amazing.
Nah. I will say though, it was so, someone did point out when they were looking at the posters in the movie thread for this, how Arnie just drove movies with it, like a single monochrome shot of his face and the title of the film. I mean, you
Thought it was
couldn't really
needed.
imagine. Yeah, but you couldn't imagine slapping, Glenn Powell, even though he's a really good actor and a really good star at the moment. You couldn't imagine slapping him on there and sticking a title beneath. Oddly, he could still do it for Cruise, but things have changed a little bit, and the running man's going to need more than just Glenn Powell. But,
Yeah.
You know what? I'd stick Schwarzenegger in it now as a 78-year-old geriatric. I'd still go see it.
yeah, so would I. So would
The
I.
walking man, the shuffling man would be there day one. Come on.
Predator Badlands. There's so
Maybe.
many Predator films going to be developed. This one has got my interest because it's supposed to have the Predator as the protagonist. And I'm all up for that. I'll tell you where I first came across that. I came across that in Alien versus Predator, the comic, where essentially one of the predators in it, the basic story was that the predators used to unleash aliens on an unsuspecting planet and then go down and hunt the adult aliens once they'd grown out of the eggs. And they released someone on a planet which happened to have some colonists on it on there. And so they ended up coming and hunting them, but also, the humans were there. And there was one wounded predator who got sort of nursed back to life by one of the scientists, and they became like best as humans. And the predator became kind of the protagonist. I mean, he was more a good guy than a bad guy. And I find that intriguing, flipping it around. You got hints of it, like at the end of Predator 2. You got hints of something more to the lore than just.
Yeah, because they're not intrinsically bad, are they? They're just hunting.
Yes,
Let's
they're
be
not
honest.
evil.
Evil. They're just hunting.
Yeah, but we got hints at the lore in the likes of Predators. And look how that turned out.
Yes,
Exactly.
I agree, but that didn't have a
It's not
protagonist of
that bad.
the Predator. That had
It's
Lawrence
poopy.
Fishburne
It's
dressed as a
not that
predator.
bad. I still
It's
think taking
poopy.
on a predator with a samurai sword is a film in the making.
Yeah. I
True.
watched
I
Predators again
can't
the
see
other
Elle
day.
Fanning, yielding a samurai sword with much anger, though.
I don't think she'll
Oh, I
be the
don't know.
same kind of lead. I think if they're casting Elle Fanning and they're making the Predator the protagonist, I'd be surprised if they hadn't read Alien versus Predator. Because in that, the human protagonist is, a slight small girl. And the predator is the protagonist alongside her. Doesn't mean she can't fight, but you mean they're more convincing as a duo. If they do that this works. If they
True.
have Elle Fanning going up against a predator, okay, sure.
I'm more interested at the time period of this because I think what Prey did really well was it took the predator out of what we knew. You look at
Absolutely.
the jungle, the urban setting of Predator 2, it was still very much the predator versus men with guns. They were all the same kind of film. And Prey wasn't, and Prey did that really. And what I kind of wanted from these was, drop the Predator into various time periods. That's why could you imagine dropping a Predator into Shogun, into Samurai, Japan? Can you imagine
Yeah,
that? I'd be there for
absolutely.
that.
I
Yeah,
think this one's
absolutely.
set during the 20th of January inauguration.
So,
Change of
because
the
this.
era.
Because there's another one, isn't there? They're making another
They are making
Predator.
another one, yeah. Yeah, they
And
are.
it's just like, oh God, again. Yes, all
Yeah.
right, you had one success, all right.
Yeah, they had a success, so we need at
Let's
least six more films in the next 6 years. Yeah,
just
until they rinse it. They definitely need to.
and that's the thing. Aren't they already rinsed? So I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful. Elle Fanning is an interesting lead,
Yeah.
and
It's
Trachtenberg
great. Have you
did pretty
seen The
good.
Great? She's great in that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Liam Neeson cameo sold.
Mickey 17 at number two. Mickey 7? Mickey 7. Where did Mickey 17 come from? It's Mickey 7, isn't it? How
No,
many
that was
numbers
the name
does
of the
Mickey
title,
have?
but it was. But if it is in making it more comedic, they've decided to up the number of clones just so you can have more shenanigans with them.
Oh, the novel was Mickey
The
7 and they've
novel was Mickey
increased it to
7.
Mickey 17. I was like, why is it suddenly become 17? Yeah, okay.
I think this
Yeah,
looks
it
ace. I think this looks brilliant. Have you seen the trailer
interestingly,
for this,
isn't it?
Kaz?
We scored this all last year. I have not seen the trailer for it beyond the first, again, like 10 seconds. But I scored it pre-trailer based on the director, Pattinson, and that's pretty much it, I think. And I gave it like 9. And then I saw the first 10 seconds of the trailer and I heard it was a bit more comedic and I was like, eh. Yeah. And it was such a shame because I know that makes it more interesting, but that wasn't what I was anticipating. I think a year ago when we first heard about this, clones dying on an alien world. I get that they could give it a different bent. I get that they don't have to go down sort of the moon route. They don't have to make it ultra serious or gritty. I think it's been so long in the making that I geared myself up for that movie over there. But we'll see. I'm sure it'll still end up tremendous.
Said Kaz, no fun Harlow.
Yeah.
This looks great for it. Honestly, just break your own rule. Watch the full trailer. Just this once. Do it for me.
Okay,
Do it for
I
me.
will.
I'll watch one of
I
your
will.
shitty Netflix film things, TV shows, whatever.
How is that doing me a favor?
Well, it's not.
No.
But you know.
Okay. Okay, I'll bear that in mind. I will watch the
Looks
trailer
amazing.
and make you pay for it.
Yes.
Number one, which for some reason barely just got number one, but it's Christopher McQuarrie's follow-up to Dead Reckoning Part One, which is Dead Reckoning Part Two? No, Final Reckoning. Yes. I mean, I've got nothing bad to say about what I hope this will be. I have not watched the trailer. I'm assuming you guys have watched it and you're all
God, no.
over it.
Trailer looks good.
Okay.
Trailer, well,
I
to be fair,
mean,
trailer gives nothing away. Nothing
yeah, I
away.
don't care.
Really? Bloody hell.
I'm not doing it. I'm not having another year and a half of watching him ride a bike off a cliff, only to actually see it and go, I'm very, very, very much looking forward to this. And yeah, I can't wait. Just in time for my birthday.
I've
Looks
completely forgotten the
amazing.
first film.
I just hope that the title change doesn't backfire on them.
What, Final
The
Reckoning when they
Final
don't make it the
Reckoning, when
final
it's not going to be
film?
the final one. So
Yeah.
that's just the cynical part of me. I mean, we all know the so-called problems of calling your films parts one and parts two. It
Yeah.
seems to apparently alienate most of
The
the audience for some strange reason.
because
But
it's a really
this.
terrible goddamn idea. Stop doing it. Just stop doing it, American Saga. Just don't. I don't need chapter one, chapter two. I don't need you to do director's cuts and then rename each chapter. I don't need it. I don't need it, Snyder. I don't need it, Costner.
Well, to be
Really?
fair, though, this at least looks like it is a part two. It does
Oh,
look like
yeah.
it is at least
Hold on.
carrying on,
I
you
actually wouldn't
know.
have minded them just calling this Dead Reckoning Part Two. In fact, of all the part ones I saw, this one's part one actually had a decent ending. It
That's
actually
true.
had a bit of a fist pump ending, which none of the others do.
Yeah,
Fast X.
the others just
Oh my
stopped, didn't they?
God. Fast X just hit pause. Even the kids were like,
Yeah,
well,
Spider-Verse,
yeah, this is
same thing.
nonsense.
Well, to be fair, it's
Yeah.
because they're all dead, Kaz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Spoilers.
That is exactly what the kids said. They were like, why would this have me anticipating with the next movie? You're not going to then, and then announcing maybe it'll be a trilogy, and then announcing there'll be a spin-off in between. Hang on, what about keeping up the mystery that they're all dead?
Get over it. You're gonna be there on day one, and you know you
So
are.
stupid. Well, only because my son's dragging me, but I'm looking forward to this, and they are course correcting massively by sticking Final Reckoning on there, and maybe it'll work. People hear Final Reckoning and everyone's going to go, hey, let's go to the cinema for the final Mission Impossible film.
Tell you what, though, looking back at that list as a whole, it's a there is
Meh
not a
list.
lot in that list that gets the
No.
heart singing, is
I
there?
don't know why you have to say
There
looking back. You
isn't.
said that right from the outset. There was never
True.
a lot. And you know why? Because all of the films that sneak up on you through the year, even right until December, when I saw Conclave and Anora, they don't have this kind of high anticipation. We release the trailer a year before it's released and then push the release date back kind of thing. They don't have 400 million budget in reshoots. They just drop on you and you're like, oh, that looks interesting. And then you see it and it's word of mouth that gets the job done. They're the ones that are going to steal 2025. These are just a list of 20 bigger title movies that
Very
all have
true.
pretty posters.
But then again, though, do you know what? It does make me wonder. Do we need to, and when we talked about this on previous pods, do we need to start taking a different view to this whole idea of marketing? You know, do we really need a film and a release date and a teaser trailer over 12 months before it's due out? All that does these days is let the doubt fester, let the naysayers crack on, you know, all the
Yes, I
news
agree.
leaks out, and bad, and I would argue that there is not a single film, Top Gun Maverick excluded, that has benefited from, you know, an extended period of market awareness. And I just think some of these films, you know, yes, they might be big, keep them under wrap. Do you really need to announce Fantastic Four 18 months before it's due to come out? You know,
No, and the budget and reshoots on Brave New World have done it no favors whatsoever. It sounds, I mean, it sounds like they basically reshot the entire movie twice.
I mean, even Superman, you know, I get that what we saw was a teaser, right? And everyone's been saying, oh,
It's
it's just
the
a teaser, wait for the trailer. But all it's done is it's let everyone look at it and go, eh.
Oh,
So I'd
God,
argue that instantly any excitement that a lot of the audience has just dissipated. And now it's got to work twice as hard to get them back. Stop showing all this crap years in advance. How great
You
would it
don't
be
want
to
to.
come to, you know, a list of 20 films for next year? We don't know. We only know five. Love it. Nice.
It'll
That'd be
never
nice.
happen. But that's what I'm saying. It's the 20 films we don't know about that are going to steal 2025.
They're the
So
ones that we get most excited about.
out of this list, they're the ones we know about that we're anticipating and that we're kind of offering some feedback on, but there are only a handful of these that are going to be good. Very few of them are going to be great, and maybe one will be like a sort of a top 10 film of the year one. But it's the best you can do this far ahead. And
Yes, it is.
it will be interesting to reflect on it afterwards and compare it to our top films of the year that we do,
You
because
know,
that'll be
we'll have
very
effed
different.
it up royally. We won't get any of
Are
these right. I mean,
you just
not for
trying
our two.
to?
There you go.
Yeah,
No, not
not
for our two. I
for
want to tie you all with my brush. That's all I want to
No. Well, you're probably right.
do.
Yes.
That's
Yes.
interesting, isn't it? I mean, the internet chatter is actually a lot of people quite like it. I guess they're the people who don't know who Eggers are. I've never seen the original.
Yeah, but I mean, like Mark, who went in, if you look at our scores for Nosferatu, you gave it a 7,
Yeah, I've not
Simon.
seen it yet.
No, I know,
I'm
no.
still undecided whether or not it's worth seeing.
I mean, the predictions. You gave it a 7. I gave it a 6. Mark gave it 9. I can definitely say that Mark was the person who was best placed to go and watch and review Nosferatu. If he's walking into this going, this is Eggers, I'm anticipating a 9 out of 10 movie. I feel like, I mean, don't send the guy who thinks it's going to be a 6 in to see it. I'd have walked out giving it a 4. You know, so.
Or you could have given it an eight. No
No, you could have
expectation.
come back with an eight.
I mean, the thing is, though, it's not been a good start for horror.
It
Nosferatu and
hasn't, no.
Wolfman. Good grief. Man,
Oh,
last year
Wolfman.
didn't
Oh,
start
dear.
well.
I tell
Last
you
year didn't
what,
start well.
I was not expecting that from either of those two.
No.
Invisible Man
Invisible Man was great. Wow.
should have.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's yes,
Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway,
Writing
that
off 25.
is,
Here's to 26.
yeah, tell you about it. That is it. I
That's
have
it.
no
We're
idea how to
done.
finish the podcast. Yeah, that's
We put
it.
the crystal ball away.
That's our top 20 most anticipated movies of 2025 that we know about. Do let us know if there's anything else that we should have on this list. I mean, bearing in mind that you should read the article because I have actually listed a whole bunch of movies that, for a variety of reasons, didn't make it, whether that's scoring or whether that's the fact that we didn't think they'd hit 25. We pushed in 26, but let us know if there's any you think should have gone in there. That's it for the AV Forums Movies Podcast this month. Thanks to the movies team, Simon
Thank you very much, Kaz. It's been wonderful.
and Mark.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Plus, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. If you really like this podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark avforums.com for the latest reviews, news, and videos. Plus, why not leave us a five-star rating, whichever service you use, if they allow, but only if you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and listening, and join us for another podcast soon.